This week on the Rock for Him podcast, we are joined by Nathan and Alyssa of the band Circadia.
Welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sanchez. As you can see, joining me tonight, my sister in Christ, Miss Kira Starr. Kira, it's always good to see you.
And how are you?
I am so good. It's Monday night. You know I love doing this podcast.
Yes.
Hopefully at some point tonight, we will be joined by our brother Jeremy. He said he's going to be on, just haven't seen him yet. But we have our guests tonight, and I know all of you recognize these two. They are frequent flyers here on the Rock for Him podcast. We have Nathan and Alyssa James of the band Circadia. Nathan, Alyssa, how is it going tonight?
Doing well.
It's going pretty good for a Monday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it is so good to have you guys back on, like I said. For those watching and listening, I always forget to say this, but if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and you want to get a question to any of our guests when we have them on, but especially tonight, Nathan and Alyssa, if you want to send them a question, just put it in any one of those chats, and Kira or I will see it, and we will toss it at them, and you'll get your question answered live on the air. So, with all that being said, Nathan, Alyssa, can you remind the listeners who you are?
Yeah, I'm Nathan. I am the lead singer and guitarist for Circadia.
And I'm Alyssa. I do the percussion, synth, and keys for Circadia.
Nice. And you guys have one more member that is not on tonight. How's that been going with him?
Pretty well. He's definitely a great part of the team. Like, he brings a really unique style of playing bass to the band, but it works really well for us. So.
And what's his name?
Dave.
Dave. Dave, we miss you. And I'm going to have to meet you one of these days.
One of these days.
Yes. So I know you guys have a brand new EP coming out. When's it
finally
dropping? Yes. When is April it dropping? 24th. And tell us about it.
April 24th. So a couple weeks away. So I know the past couple interviews we've had here, I've said about, yeah, it'll be done soon. Yeah, it'll be done soon. And it never was.
I was going to yell at you about it, but I was like, no, this guy's my friend. I'm not going to yell.
Okay, I get on him about the projected release date and trying to be, like, cautious on, like, saying a certain date and then, oh, we have to push it. Try to hold him accountable on that.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wives are good at holding husbands accountable.
Indeed.
So I am excited for this new EP because you had told us last time you were on that it was going to be an acoustic EP. And I say this all the time. There's three things that I'm a nerd about when it comes to music. Loud, screamy Jesus music. So it's got to be heavy. But if it's acoustic or if it's a cover CD, you know that I'm all about it. And this is one of those three. It is acoustic, and I cannot wait to hear your songs done acoustically. Tell us a little bit about this EP.
Well, the EP was mixed by Nathan himself. Our producer, Dave, at Stump Studios was letting Nathan sit in the hot seat. So hopefully everything mixed well, but Dave took over with mastering to kind of like polish the EP. And one of my favorite things with the EP is how the song Deepest Longing sounds drastically different, but not like in a bad way, from electronic to acoustic, because it has a different drum beat and more of a drum beat with that.
Nice.
Yeah, because our studio recording or is the poppiest song we have, Deepest Longing, whereas the acoustic version is very stripped down and raw, but it actually has acoustic drums in it, so that's pretty cool.
Now, I know Riker's going to be excited for it because you had said that you're playing the cajon in there, and our boy was just playing that the other day for worship service. So, how was it playing the cajon on the CD? Was it anything different than what you normally do, or how did that go?
I think the only song that has the cajon in it is the song Outpour. I think the other songs on it have like a full kit with like cymbals and everything.
Hey, one is better than nothing, right?
Yeah, it was pretty fun and different on how we played that too, because the original recording of Outpour has a full drum kit, whereas this time it just has the cajon. It has a couple other instruments that we'd never even heard of before, but we decided to use. So, such as the güiro, for example.
So, how long have you guys been doing this?
I started Circadia in 2018 as a side project, dabbling in the world of electronica. But I'm a rock artist at heart, so both kind of mesh together. And then Alyssa joined the band in 2021, and we've been taking it seriously ever since then, so.
And we're still trying to find a full kit drummer because percussion and drums are not the same thing. And we got, I think Dave joined the band in November of 24. So almost like about a year and a half now.
Nice. So tell us
And you
about
guys are
some.
married. Sorry, you guys are married.
We are, yes.
Correct, yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Since October of 22, so this year we'll be celebrating 4 years.
Okay, so it's still kind of new.
Of being married, we've been together since 2019.
Nice.
So,
Awesome.
yeah.
And you guys like to wear the same shirts?
Yeah,
Yes.
that is our thing that we do when we perform live as well. Yes.
Just to bring like unity and like we're together, and that way people can spot like all the band members. They're like, oh, there they are.
Okay, that's actually really smart. I like that. How old are you guys?
I just turned 36 in February.
And I'm slowly entering being 30. I'm currently 29. I turned
Oh,
29 in January.
I remember that age. That was nice.
that age was
Everybody's
so
making a
long
30.
ago. Oh, that age was too long ago for me. Ah. I'm the old man of the group, I guess. Nice.
Yeah, you are.
So, tell us about some of the songs. What can we expect to hear on this EP?
Even though it's an acoustic EP, there are still some fun, upbeat songs. One of the songs on there is actually pretty different. Like for being originally a pop song, it has three different time signatures in it, for example. So it's progressive-ish. It's real intricate. That's pretty fun. Alyssa does a little bit of singing on the last song, I'll tell you that. So,
Very nice.
The EP is acoustic versions of songs that are already released.
yeah.
So, what songs are we going to hear on there? What can people expect to be paying attention for?
Deepest Longing, like we mentioned, Awaken the Sleeping Worlds is the one with the time signature changes. Outpour is on there. Mend is on there. Heart on a Wire is on there. So yeah, good mix. There are seven total.
Nice. Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think you said last time you were on that you were shooting for 7 or 8 songs on there. So nice, you hit your target. I asked this last time and you just kind of gave the I can't really say. So, any guests on this record?
On this acoustic EP, there are not, other than Alyssa.
More singing for me. A lot of people that we go to see for like open mics, they really try to encourage me to sing with Nathan, and I tell them no. But they all really like the acoustic sound, which is what encouraged an acoustic EP.
Nice.
You
Nice.
not like to sing?
I haven't sung since high school choir and have a lot of like stage fright towards singing by myself. I'm used to being like in a group where you can kind of like mesh and a little bit hide behind somebody else.
I get that. I get that. Because, like, here on the podcast, I tend to hide behind Kira because she carries the entire show,
My
her and
gosh.
Jeremy.
Whatever.
So you were telling me before we got on that you guys just played a show. Where'd you guys play at? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we played at Westside Bowl in Youngstown, Ohio. It was a lot of fun. We played with some good friends of ours. The lineup was stacked. We have a dear friend of ours who is a 14-year-old girl, but she is very, very talented. She's a singer-songwriter. So she opened up the night and did a really great job. Another friend of ours, Lee McCord, also played, and then a band called Panamera headlined. They're considered reggae rock. So it was an eclectic show for sure, because we're not reggae by any means. So but it was a
Yeah, I
lot of
forgot.
fun.
You guys are in Ohio. How far away are you from Dayton?
About 3 hours. Okay.
Almost four. Almost four.
I just moved here about a year ago, so I'm still trying to figure out Ohio, but I know it's very big. It's a very big place. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, Dayton's really awesome though. It's got some cool touristy places and cities around it with really cool places to go. So
I do know Columbus is very close to Dayton.
Yeah, it's about a little over an hour drive for me. I've only been out there a couple times, but it's really beautiful.
And as the Michigander here, I just try to avoid Ohio at all possible
Wow.
costs.
Wow. He doesn't want to see all the corn.
Well, I
Listen.
feel like isn't that Iowa with all the corn?
There's so much corn in Northeast Ohio.
There's some, but like
Well, some of them like by Findlay.
Iowa is a lot worse. But I digress.
Use corn
Nice.
for everything.
So do you guys
Right.
are you guys gonna be going out and promoting this with any shows? You got any festivals coming up? Anything like that?
We do have a couple of shows lined up. We honestly we tried our best to get on Kingdom Come Festival this year. And that fell through. So, but we'll keep trying.
They encourage us to keep sending in our press kit.
Well, I
So.
know for Kingdom Come Fest, they had so many bands submit. And I mean, we're gonna have Chris on from Kingdom Come Fest for too much longer here. And he always tells us, he's like, guys, you have no idea just the sheer number of submissions we get that want to be on. He wishes they could he could extend it to a month long, festival and have everybody play, but there's only so much time he can do it.
Right.
So what were you gonna say, Kira? I know I cut you off and I'm sorry about
Oh,
that.
you're fine. I was just gonna ask, did you so have you guys always been in Ohio your whole lives?
I was born in California. My family didn't move us to Ohio until I was 9 months old. But I've pretty much my entire life.
Gotcha.
I'm originally from the dead center of Pennsylvania and then moved to Ohio in 2008. So,
Oh, nice. What brought you here?
my parents, at the time they were still married, they wanted to live close to my mom's parents because they weren't doing well in health. So we wanted to move out that way. And my dad became an insurance agent in the area and started his own business. And I was a teenager, so I had to go with them anyway. So,
It's nice.
yeah.
So, talk us through what would a typical Cicadia show look like? I mean, what do you guys like? How do you guys come out? What's it look like? If I were going to show up to your show, what can I expect to see?
Good question. Pretty much just the three of us. Dave is on an electric bass, but I'm on acoustic guitar and Alyssa's on cajon and percussion. Still a lot of fun. We try to bring as much energy as we can to an acoustic show. And a lot of our songs are upbeat and fast, so like that's part of it. Yeah, and then recently I've actually had a decent amount of my coworkers really enjoy our music, and they've been attending a lot of the gigs we've been going to, and that's been a huge blessing. So we've been developing a bigger following in Ohio, so that's been super cool. Yeah. But yeah, just us doing our thing and getting real into it when we play our acoustic sets. Full band is a different story. We haven't done that in a while, quite a while.
Think the only time that we've really done full band was when we had a few of our friends who were in other bands. Was when we did the Tualoa To Write Love on Her Arm benefit concert back in June of 2021.
That was the last time we played full band.
Wow, that's been a few years. So I guess where I was going with that is last night I went to a show that normally it's not normal my style of music. And I wasn't really expecting a lot of it, and I came out of there with like just this absolute just excitement and felt the presence of God like so present in that room. Like I would say that that show last night, it was Colton Dixon. Like he's just a pop rock guy,
Oh yeah,
and
great about it.
My buddy's son's favorite singer, so we bought VIP tickets, took him to see him. This 5-year-old kid was just absolutely giddy seeing, his hero right in front of him, getting to talk to him. And while I enjoy his music, let's be honest, his style is not metal. But I came out of there just going, man, the worship here tonight was great. And that's kind of where I was leading with you guys is, is that something people would expect? Like, they don't know what to expect going to a Circadia. They're going to come out of there going, I felt the presence of God moving in this crowd tonight.
That's not a comment that we've had. We've had a lot of people express like diversity, and we try to like also appease like a secular audience as well by not being too direct about like the Lord in a lot of our music. We do have a decent amount of our songs that do mention the Lord and the love of God, but we try to like also appease like secular audience as well.
I feel like our approach is different. Like a perfect example is when I first met Matty Mullins from Memphis Mayfire, so Memphis Mayfire is not technically a Christian band, but Matty Mullins is a Christian. And he was very devout and just on fire for God. You could see it. But at the same time, his band isn't a Christian band. So it was after the show when I was able to talk to him was when I could really see God move in his life and in who he is. So that's kind of the approach we try to take.
Gotcha. Okay. So, what comes next for you guys? Like, I know you guys got this record coming out. You got more small shows coming up. What can people expect from Sarcadia?
Well, one thing I'll say is new music. So, like, instead of revamped current stuff, which we're excited about the acoustic EP, but it's not new music. There will be new music, a couple of new singles in the near future.
Okay.
And then a record shortly after that. We're just going to keep working hard at honing our craft and creating the sound we really want to create. And I know I watched snippets of the last interview we had with Rock for Him that I was a part of. And I guess I had mentioned that we were hopeful to have a photo shoot last year and a couple other things last year, and
Yeah.
none of that happened.
Usually finances. There's always something that comes up that's like, pay it now.
But yeah, we want to have new press photos with Dave involved. We have a couple of like photos that people took with their phones with him there, but not professionally done shoots. So we definitely want to do that. We want to play more shows as often as we can within reason, which is currently around one show a month, like one full gig a month, because
Okay.
we play open mics every week to try to develop a following. But at an open mic, you're only playing three, maybe four songs.
Right.
Whereas a full gig, you're playing 45 minutes, half hour. So
So,
I have a
Alyssa.
friend who does photos. She does really great band photos. I could get you in touch with her. She's called Day 41 Photos, and she's in Ohio. I go to church
Okay.
with her.
Nice.
Yeah, she's really great.
So yeah,
Awesome.
Kira, get her hooked up with them, and let's get them some professional shoots. So
Yes.
Alyssa, let's hear a little bit from you. Like, it's been so long since we've had you. I think of all the times we've had you guys on, you've only been on one other time other than this. What's been going on with you? Get us caught up.
Well, the most recent endeavor is I will be getting surgery next week for a corneal transplant on my right eye.
Oh.
So that's a pretty big financial thing right there, getting surgery. But that's the biggest one, aside from like working two jobs and trying to catch up with other finances on top of it, trying to keep a balance with having two jobs and a social life and doing band stuff with Nathan and our band with Circadia. Our schedule's pretty filled. I tell people all the time, like, if it's not told to me in a month in advance, it's not going on the calendar.
Well, I went ahead. I mean, you guys know that we pray after every or before the end of every show. So I went ahead and added your surgery onto that prayer list before I even asked. So it's on there. So you're going to be prayed for
Thank
that.
you. I do appreciate that.
Awesome. So, other than that, what's been going on new with you guys? Anything fun and exciting? Anything to get the Rock for Him listeners excited for Circadia? Excited for you guys?
There was actually one thing that I said last time that did actually happen. We do have some new merchandise design. A
Yes.
new merchandise design. So it's a really cool it's a black t-shirt with a turquoise print. And it's actually been pretty popular. It's been doing pretty well. So anyone can reach out to us on our social media if they would like one. I can send them a photo of it, you know. And so that's pretty cool. We're thrilled about that.
And it wouldn't be just supporting Circadia, but we do go through a local print shop that prints the shirts.
Yeah, it's a so we support small business to print them, so.
Nice. Yeah,
Awesome.
that's what we do too. We have a friend that owns her own business, her own print business, and we have her print up all of our shirts for us. So, yes,
Yeah.
the one Kira's got there, which, by the way, Kira's all about the t-shirt. So if you have a bright green one, as you can see, that's her favorite color.
No. No, he's nope, it's not. Black is my favorite color. Don't let him fool you. I don't do color.
The black t-shirts are usually what sell the most because a lot of people like a black t-shirt because it goes with everything, especially if it has like the graphic tee on it, supporting a band, able to match with everything.
You should have
Yeah,
had one
definitely.
sitting there
And
in front of you so
it's
you could have held it up so we could have seen it.
swimming. You're right, we could have.
We'll have to remember that going
I
forward.
can definitely go get one real quick.
Run. We'll bother Alyssa for a little bit. Go get one. Run, Nathan, run.
Okay.
So,
He's
Alyssa,
running.
why are you guys called Circadia?
From what I remember Nathan telling me, because he's the one that thought of the name back in 2018, he told me that it's based off how the circadian cycle, the 24-hour cycle, circadian rhythm, he based the circadia off of a place of life cycles.
Okay, that's cool.
So
I went to look
while
you guys up, and there was another band called Circadia that was a metal band. That
Correct. Yeah.
wasn't you.
I think they're from Texas,
Australia, actually.
Australia. Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
completely different. There's also the UK makeup brand, and they also started releasing spa music.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting.
So, yeah, like we didn't really find that out until we already had two full-length records and two professional music videos, and we were like, we're too far gone to change the name now.
Well, they're in a completely different country. If it
So.
becomes an issue, we'll deal with that when the legal reasons arise.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they will.
I don't think it's too much.
But
All right, let's see that shirt. Ooh, I
back it
like
up.
that.
I like that.
That
It
is hot.
matches the white t-shirt with the red squiggle. My sister works at the print shop where we get them done, and she had to redo the squiggle because we lost the JPEG original red squiggle design that we had, so she had to redo it. But she does a really good job.
So, being that it has been so long since we've really had you guys on and asked you this, would you mind just real quick sharing your testimonies and how you came to know who Christ is?
Yeah, definitely. I was 11 years old. I went to this church event called Awana, and that was the first time I accepted Christ. I grew up in a Christian home, but didn't really have a clue what that meant until I accepted Christ in October 11th, 2001. And that was the start of my journey with Christ. Teenage years were pretty rocky, like to the point where I was unfortunately suicidal. And it actually went into my adult years. And September 2nd of 2018, I was 28. I actually attempted suicide and it was almost fatal. To the point where I was in a emergency room for I think 2 or 3 days and then a psychiatric hospital for 10 days. It was pretty serious. But coming out of that was when I felt God, for lack of a better way to say it, like tug on my heart and bring me back to him. And then there were still some difficulties there, but then when Alyssa actually got saved and accepted Christ was when I rededicated my life to Christ, which was March 31st of 24. So
Amazing.
not to spoil yours, but
Yeah, with the March 31st of 24, that with being the fifth Sunday in March, our church normally does a testimony on the fifth Sunday, as well as reading through the Book of Psalms. And the testimony they shared was what sparked a 180 transition within me to fully try to accept Christ in a more positive light. Versus when I was growing up, I didn't have like a Christian household. We didn't go to church. We didn't do any of that. My grandmother did, and my grandma on my mom's side was a very avid, fervent believer in Christ and would avidly do a lot of stuff for her church. So she was the light in that. But we didn't go to church. We didn't really speak about Christ. We didn't do prayer. And on March 31st, there was the transition from that. And it's not that I didn't believe in God. It was just more of like the agnostic screaming at God, like, why is my life like this? If he really loved me, these things wouldn't exist. My disability wouldn't be within my life and how I was navigating that. There was a lot of anger, but I viewed screaming at God better than not having a relationship with him and having that 180 flip to where now that I fully embrace him and try to understand why he did the things that he did in my life, why the path that I had led to where I'm at today, and experiencing a lot of that growth, not only spiritually, but like physically and emotionally and mentally as well.
Wow. So you guys meeting is a divine appointment with God because he's
Indeed.
really grown your faith together, and not only just in this band, but you guys, I'm sure, have been able to find some healing with not only the Lord, but within your relationship.
Correct.
That's beautiful. That's something that a lot of people would love to have, I'm telling you. So that's amazing. I'm happy for you guys. And Nathan, I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad that you survived. I'm glad God pulled you out of that.
You and me both.
And to think there would be a day I would probably have never met you, because we met a year after that.
Yeah. And then she'd be on her own. She wouldn't have anybody to wear a matching shirt with.
God is truly amazing how he works stuff like that. Like you just said, had he not pulled Nathan out of that, you guys never would have met. I mean, for me, quick personal story, like I had given up, like I never wanted to get married, never wanted to have kids. I was just ready to be by myself, this loner, metalhead punk that didn't need anybody. And I don't know, God just put my wife into my life at the right time. Like the day I met her, I was like, yep, I'm marrying this woman. And looking back, I can see God's hand in every single thing leading up to that moment where I got to meet my wife. And I was like, yep. And now here I am, 20 years later, with an almost 18-year-old daughter getting ready to head off to college in a year.
Oh, wow.
And I am so thankful for the things that God does. Like, I mean, look, Nathan, he kept you around so I got to meet you and Alyssa. Like, that is awesome. I got to meet Kira. I got to meet Jeremy. I get to do this show. The work that God does to intertwine his kingdom and the lives in that kingdom is truly awesome. And hey, we got a question here on Facebook from our buddy Rob. Rob T from the band Reborn. My brother. So good seeing you on here. But he wants to know, where can he find your music?
Good question. Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube.
I'm trying to push him to put it on Bandcamp.
Yeah. We gotta do that too. But yeah, so because there are multiple Circadias, maybe typing our name and the album title would help.
Like Seeking Completion or Built from Heartache.
Right.
Yeah, I will admit that on like Spotify, it is a little difficult finding you guys unless, you know, you're like me. Once you find you, you hit follow. Because, you know, even Kira reached out to us and she's like, hey, I want to do my due diligence. Which one are they? And I had to screenshot it, send it to her, and she's like, oh, okay, thank you. So,
yeah.
Rob, if you're out there, find them on social media, check out their logo, and then look for that logo on whatever you're going to listen to the music on. That is honestly the easiest. That's how I found you guys on Spotify.
Him and I are friends on Facebook. I can send him our link tree.
There you go.
There you go. All right,
Rob's friends with everyone.
Yeah.
So, I guess one of the things I've always wanted to ask you guys is, you guys have in the past had some pretty good special guests. Like you had, who was it? The Protest.
Josh Bramlett. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you hook that up? Like the Protest is fantastic.
Yeah.
What kind of wizardry did you guys go through to make that happen?
Honestly,
only he can answer that. I can't tell you anything about that.
Sometimes all you got to do is ask, because I was determined to make sure I had a featured artist for a couple of our songs, and well, on our current record, Built from Heartache, we have two, but they're both dear friends of ours, and they're both local artists. So a goal that we have for as a band is, each time we feature an artist, we want that artist to be slightly more successful than the last.
Hmm.
So, for Mend, I was determined to find a feature, and I reached out to, I think, 6 or 7 different artists. And then I was like, oh man, I just recently got into the Protest. Why didn't I think of those guys? So I reached out to Josh, and he was humbled and honored, and it was really cool.
And the worst anyone can say is no.
Yeah.
Exactly. I met the Protest at the Undead Festival last year. They headlined, and I got to work their merch table, and they were so sweet. They gave me a free, so I have their Little Caesars shirt, but it's like their sweat. What is it? Hot and sweaty music.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were so kind, so adorable. I love them.
Yeah, yeah, they're dear friends of ours. It's awesome.
So, who were the other guests that you were trying to get on? Because now I'm like, who would have been another guest that would have worked for that song? Because honestly, I think Josh was perfect for that song.
Who else? I agree completely. I attempted to reach out to Steven Christian from Anne Berlin. He replied, but he declined. Which, well, you know, whatever reason, I'm not mad. It's just, right. It is what it is. I had reached out to Sarah from The Letter Black.
Ooh.
And she basically replied saying, reach out to my management, thanks. You know, which okay, whatever.
Close to a decline, but not really direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I asked, I mean, not that I wanted you to drop names and get yourself into trouble, but to me, it's just interesting to try and put other voices into that song, trying to figure out, okay, what would this sound like? Because have you ever heard, like, a band put out a song and then it turns out, you know, like 5 years later, it was actually written for another band and you hear their version, you're like, ooh, like, I'm glad the
Yeah.
other band did it.
Yeah, I get that.
So I
Yeah,
was trying to work it out in my head who you'd talk to.
I guess I realized maybe I shouldn't have dropped names, but no.
I asked
So
you to, so that's on me. He didn't say anything bad. Sarah, if
no,
you're watching, which she doesn't.
both those people are super cool, wonderful human beings. It's just maybe circumstances didn't work out, that's all.
Right,
Yeah, for
and we're
sure.
not upset or anything that they declined. It was, like I said, the worst thing that anyone can say is no, or I have other obligations that require commitment. So it is what it is. Things work out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, there was this one I'm not going to mention specifically the person's name, but there was one particular scenario back then that I reached out to this person and their management replied. So I didn't give this person a date or anything. I said, "Would you be interested?" is all I said. And the management replied saying, "This person's not available, thanks." And I'm just like, I didn't even give you a date. What is wrong with you? Like,
Yeah, you know what? It happens. You can't be mad at it. Like, that happens to us all the time. We've reached out to a pretty high profile band now for 5 years and keep getting told they're unavailable. So I'm like, eh, it's all right. We get our friends on anyways. Like,
yeah.
you guys and Rob, which Rob, if you're watching, I know you guys got a new song coming out. We need to get you guys on, brother.
Yes.
So I know I asked earlier what comes up, and you got this record art that's gonna be coming out. You got some singles, you got a few shows coming up, just some one-off shows. Where is it that you, I know you said Kingdom Come Fest you'd love to play, but is there one place that you're just like, oh, if we could get into this venue, we will have made it? Is there one in Ohio that you're just like, I need to play this place?
Definitely more of like a festival rather than a venue, and that would be a live festival.
Nice.
Playing live would be super cool. It'd be a dream come true for us.
Have you guys tried getting onto that one?
Yeah, a couple times.
Gotcha.
But
it's such a large festival that I'm sure they get just as many, if not more, as Kingdom Come does.
Right, for sure. I'm sure they probably do. Like, I know, like everybody's trying to get into festivals. The thing that cracks me up is going on Facebook and every single band that we're friends with posts, "Hey guys, if you could help us out and click our name for this festival." I literally go through, I'm like, yep. Like,
Yep.
the clicks are like right next to everybody's name. I'm like, just yes. So
Yeah.
I'm no help whatsoever.
I do that with everything. If I have the option to select all, I'm gonna select all.
That's why I don't vote on our top 15 list. I'm like, okay, what 15 songs do I want on the list this week? I don't vote because I'd be like,
Well,
yep.
that's when I say yes to everything on, like every single one.
Which, by the way, we need another song from you guys to put on there. It's been too long.
It has been too long, yes.
What was the last one? Flip a coin? No. What was the
Love
last
Wins.
one? Yes, Love Wins. It's been a while. We need a new
Yeah.
one. When am I getting a new song?
As soon as we can, that's all I can say. Because
He's learned his lesson about giving dates.
we're in the process of writing instrumentation for new stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's in the works.
Right.
Granted, well, being though that it's rock for him, I don't know if you would play any of our acoustic songs on your station or not, but
Okay, Nathan, remember said I said earlier I wasn't gonna yell at you? I'm gonna yell at you. I just got done saying that I am an acoustic music nerd. I will play the music.
Cool.
So yes, send it to me. All of it.
We will
I
do.
want all of it.
Will do.
All right.
So I'm curious, do you guys play on the worship team at your church?
I do, yes.
Nice.
I do not. I actually serve the coffee and donuts in the morning.
My
Ooh.
favorite person at church.
And you can come up and get as many donuts as you want. We can't say no.
Don't tell me that. I have a donut addiction. I literally have a problem. It's not good. I could eat like five by myself quickly.
Listen, at our church, there's this very sweet lady that brings in snacks every Sunday and puts them out. So when we're done with service, everyone can come out and get a sweet treat. Man, I was putting away communion that yesterday, or yeah, yesterday. All the treats were gone. She made these peanut butter cookies with chocolate fudge on it. I was like, I gotta get one. Gone.
Oh,
So
yeah.
don't tell me you get as many donuts as you want, because I will straight up drive down there and get one.
Drive all the way to Stowe, Ohio, just to
Just to
for the.
get.
Yeah, you're gonna have to come to Ohio.
Oh, all right, never mind.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay, is there actually anything wrong with Ohio in your eyes there, Sanchu?
No. I honestly, I like to make fun of Kira just because of the Michigan and Ohio rivalry, but I, to be honest with you, I could care less.
Okay.
He's
I
this
couldn't care.
local bandwagon.
I just like picking
Don't
on
even know
Kira.
what the rivalry is. Like, I'm from Utah, and then I moved to Minnesota, and then I moved here. So I don't even. I'm just here. I've
I think it's a college
never even
football
met this kid.
thing. I think it's a college football thing. University of
Yeah.
Michigan
The Buckeyes, yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah,
Now, if
mate.
we're talking like Detroit Red Wings and like, I don't know, the Dallas Stars or something, then I can talk to you about rivalry and wanting to fight somebody. Look at everyone's like, fine, you're not hockey nerds like me.
Oh, I didn't know it was hockey.
Kira,
I don't really
finally.
know sports.
What's that?
I'm not really big into all the sports. Like the rest of my family is. I have a lot of cousins who are really into hockey. My mom and my sister are really into football. My dad's really into football. And then there's me. I'm like, I'm here
Yeah,
for the
just
halftime show.
I know very little about sports. Not
So
my gift.
you guys are like my buddy. When we try talking sports around him, he's just like, yay, sports. So
Yeah.
I'm here for the
Yeah.
I'm there for the food. I'll eat food if it's there. I'll go for food.
Very nice. All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to be quickly running out of time here, and I don't want to forget about prayer because I always get to the end and I'm like, oh, I forgot to pray. So, before we go into that, real quick, is there anything that you want to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners?
Good question. I mean, well, every time I'm on, we might as well reiterate our mission statement, because I feel like it's pretty important to the, for the world to know, you know. So it's the acrostic built. Yeah, it's actually tattooed on my arm here.
That's how dedicated he is.
It's be kind, use your gifts, inspire others, love unconditionally, and try your best.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. So, Alyssa, I have got that you are getting surgery next week on your cornea.
Correct.
How else can we be praying for you?
You guys could also pray for Nathan for he's going to men's conference, not this Friday, but next Friday. He's also not only attending it, but he's also playing on the worship team for that.
Nice.
Okay. Anything else that we can be praying for you guys for?
I guess guidance for my day job right now. I won't go into detail, but just guidance for my day job.
Okay. Not a problem. Alyssa, anything else we can be praying for you?
think that's about all that's on my end.
Right. Well, I will go ahead and close us out in prayer. So, great and heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Nathan and Alyssa. Lord, I ask that you just continue to strengthen their marriage. Lord, I ask that you just continue to bless the work they do in Circadia, in the ministries that they're involved in. Lord, I ask that you be with the doctors, just guide their hands as they go in for the surgery on Alyssa's cornea. Lord, you are the almighty, great, powerful healer. Lord, you can do all things, so please just guide them and bring her through this safely. Lord, watch over Nathan as he goes to the men's retreat. Help him to be a blessing to all the men there as he plays worship. Let him be honoring to you. Lord, give him guidance and direction when it comes to his day job. Lord, I don't know what the situation is, but you do, and you are in control of all things. So please just give Nathan comfort and just help him to realize that no matter where he is, you're standing right there next to him and you're guiding him. I thank you so much for them. I thank you for the Rock for Him listeners. Thank you for Riker and Jeremy and Scott and Kira and my daughter Juliana and all those that work behind the scenes and Rock for Him. I thank you for Jennifer, which is Jeremy's wife, and for Jennifer, my wife, and all that they do for Rock for Him. Lord, I ask that you just continue to bless us and keep us focused on you in all things that we do. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Kira, do that thing that you do.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's been such a pleasure meeting you. You guys are so adorable. I love you guys. And everyone that's been watching, thank you guys so much. And remember, if you're gonna rock for him.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock for him.
Coming up next week on Rock for Him, we talk to Christina and Evan from the band Crimson Overtone.